First Timothy chapter 4. You know the exact verse we are going to. Verse 12. I count how many times I've taught from this verse. I'm pretty sure it's over 25 times with different topics. And I'm about to do it again. First Timothy 4 verse 12. We are all going to read it together. Like it's a weapon. Are you ready? One, two, go. Let no man despise your youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Amen. Some years ago, I was invited somewhere to preach. It was a youth convention at Agogo, New Covenant Church. I said, Agogo, Akobo Ojuri, in Ibadan. Anyone knows the New Covenant Church there? You know the New Covenant Church there? Good. You know it. At Akobo, it's down like this. It's, the main road is like this. It's very big. That was the first time I had been standing in front of thousands of people. It's been long ago. So it was a youth convention. And the title is Let No Man Despise Your Youth. What a meeting we had that day. It means the fact that a man is young means that people can look down on him. I'm telling you that as a young minister myself. I remember some early years of ministry. And people would say, what are we doing? That's the one category I told us that the church will be closed down in a few months. That's how young people do. Then there was nobody that was married. All of us were single. Including myself, pastor. And the woman said, it's just what young people do. Very soon now, they will be tired and everybody will go their way. By God's grace, that's 8 years ago. We've not gone our way. 18 years to come. I'll still say the same thing. Amen. 45 years to come. Amen. By the power of the Holy Ghost. 60, 70. Amen. When I'm no longer here. Glorious our church continues. Amen. Let no man despise your youth. How many of you have been despised before? Oh, maybe you don't understand English. Yeah, let me calm down. How many, someone has looked down on you because you were young in ministry. You've been looked down upon. Okay. Let me give you a sweet story. So, my friend's dad has a church around Ujonelewe in Ibadan. The dad had us talking. So I went to disciple him one day. And the dad heard what I was saying. So he said, I should come and preach in the Akaru service. That I'll be the guest minister. So he said, I should go and take picture with suit. This is a long time ago. It's 2010. So he said, I should go and take picture with suit. I said, I don't have suit. What I had was one cordura. You know this cordura suit? Brown like this. I said, nah. I said, I don't like my picture. So you can imagine if my face still looks young like this now. You can imagine how young it looked there. So he didn't put face. He just put name on the flyer. That's 14 years ago now. Around this time. And that was about the time I lost my mom that same month. But I still got that courage as I will go preach it. I'll still go and teach it. Imagine someone who just lost their mom and is coming to teach you. And I got to the door of the church. I was expecting that they will receive me like guest minister. You know how they receive guest minister now. You will not be proud though. As a guest minister. No, it's not, not prayer. So I guess means I just your Bible like this. If you don't have bag, then just like this. Yes, sir. You know, you can't be doing. Library, why? Have you heard why before? Pastor. So when I got there, they didn't even do anything. Just told me to sit down, like every other person. It's okay. I sat down. I was going through my notes. Because I have to impress. You understand? It's not, you know, you have to, when someone believes you as a young minister like that, I say no. So that I can get more engagement to speak. Now, the engagements are coming. And the one saying, I'm not ready. It just shows you where you are. Amen. Now I get letters every month. And the one saying, I cannot make it. So I got there, I sat down. I was going through my notes. And one of you just said, this is not the time to go through your notes. Come on, I post carry drum. So the drum they were going to use to serve drink. You know those blue drum? That they put water. They put ice block. They help us carry drum. That cannot be here. I'm just be sitting now. So I closed my Bible and my notes. He was paining me. Oh, don't think he's humility. He was paining me. And I was not regretting why my picture is on the flyer. Man of God like me. So I went to the drum place. But I was convincing myself that it's humility. You know that kind of thing. So I said, I'm humble in the name of the Lord Jesus. What do you pay me? I feel like calling down fire. Let the person just see that this is an emoji. And what I was also going through at that moment, my head was not anywhere. I just wanted to teach and go. So I was rolling drum. The pastor now saw me from upstairs. They said, Pastor, hear me? I was like, Pastor, nobody had ordained me anything. He was on, I said, Pastor, hear me? He said, Pastor, hear me? Bro, you need a machine here now. Guest minister here now. And he was shouting at that brother, guest minister here now. And everybody said, ha. Then I did like this. I will arise. So the moment he had given me that, like, I didn't know it was you. I didn't know it was you. Then I overheard him talking to another usher. He's young now. He's young now. See his face. I can't believe I've known. Pastor them paru mommy. But you know, if I had gray hair and I wore suit, and I carried leather bag with some nice Oxford shoes. Amen. And I had protocol. As I'm coming, I didn't even have car. What's car? Okada lo gbemi debe. No protocol. I went alone. Guess minister where you walk alone. So Okada dropped. He saw Okada drop me. How can Okada drop guest minister? But if I had come down from a car and someone opened it, and I'd be like this, bless you. He had a panache. He said, bless you. You know, he would not, even if I was not a guest minister, he would not tell me to come and roll drum. The fact that a man is young sometimes can make him prone to being despised. So Paul says, let no man despise your youth. It's not like you will fight too. It's not like you will start correcting everybody. Stop calling me like that. I'm a man of God. Shut up. I remember when the man wanted to introduce me, like, there was really nothing to say. You know, normally when you are calling invited guests, you say, he has been a pastor for so. Yes, he's the pastor of so and so church. Married. I'm blessed. How about the answer? Married and blessed with two children. Can we give a round of applause for Jesus in the life of pastor? You not let them finish it, right? You just can't. If that applause is for me, it's too much. If it's for Jesus, it's too small. Amen. The man did not even see anything to say. Even the introduction, he was vexing me. Today we have now means one young evangelist. One young evangelist. Even I call that, by God's grace, I like to give opportunity to our children. Serious. Bible says, out of the mouth of babies and sucklings, a me baby. It's 14 years ago. The Bible says, out of the mouth of babies and sucklings, God has ordained strength. You all know me. That's where he was talking. Anytime it's time to give the teenagers and youth attention, I am there. So there's a friend of my son. I just call my name and then I'm and go. At that moment, I just wanted to walk out. He's there and he will bless us. We give him 10 minutes. 10. If I even start from Matthew 28, you know I'm not done. You know I'm not done in 35 minutes. Matthew 28, just to start the message. I've not gone to the main text. So we'll give him 10 minutes. Encourage him. And that verse came to my head. Let no man despise your youth. Paul gives you the solution. He says, this is how you avoid it. Be an example. Youth like the first part. They don't like the second one. They like the part of let no man despise your youth. But the moment you say be that one example, that's where the battle line is drawn. Be thou an example. Tell someone beside you. Be an example. You are not saying it though. Say be an example. A lot of us like examples. Some of my favorite things in mathematics. Where you show me how it works. So you taught us 2 plus 2 equals to 4, which is not always true. You said 3 plus 2 equals to 5. Then you give me an example, right? For example, 8 plus 7, then you count 7 oranges, and 8 oranges, and you count it together, 15. So that when you give me a test, I can go back to the example. Paul says, be an example of the believers in word. Say word. That is in speech. So the remedy to not be despised is in speech. When I was done teaching that day, both the pastor and the fatai rolling dollars, they asked me to roll drum. They came and said, I didn't know you can, they said, everybody was coming. Even the people that don't used to listen in church, that don't used to write, they were writing. I was expecting my apologies. We will invite you for the Easter program. It's okay. I was not around. I don't think I was around that time. But no, say invite. Whether for Easter or not. They had forgotten me. In words. Even your parents can despise you. And sometimes they are not wrong. You speak in tongues in church. You rejoice in the Holy Ghost. You do everything. You edify believers. Right? Prophecy. Boku. But you get home. And you are the first person to start cussing around the house. So mad me. So crazy. No, crazy. Crazy is even more crazy. And I don't know how to pronounce R. I don't know. There's something. I'm not talking. Not David and Co. So crazy. And your dad is watching. Your mom is just thinking. Because I'm calling glorious house church around here. Sometimes you just bring insult to your pastor. And sometimes, some people will go and say, it's not part of us. It's not part of us. It's not part of us. This harvest, we release this one. Because some things that you are saying, that the way you are acting, is making me question if you are listening to what I'm teaching. Paul says, if your speech can be intact, you will be a good example. So good that you cannot be despised. You know what James says? James, in James 2, he said, if a man will not offend in words, he said, the same man is a perfect man. Someone that knows what to say, when to say it, how to say it, he said, that man is a perfect man. That means if I can control my words, I can control my life. Be an example in speech. That means you are not a gossip. If there's a sin that Christians get so trapped in often, it is that of gossip. Have you heard? Have you heard? Russian. He's only going to know those that are serving him. I say, don't tell him. Don't tell him. This I'm telling you. This I'm telling you. Don't tell anybody. Now I say, I can never tell him. Don't you trust me? Then the next thing, the best thing I say is don't tell anybody. We meet his own best friend. This thing I'm about to tell you, I can't even tell you. Now when I say, who is your guy? I say, I swear, if you tell me, I will not tell anybody. Oro, mi legbelegbe, you know agba. You see, it's brushed. Yesterday as I was going, don't worry. I've told you, I have an attribute in your life. If someone tells you, don't worry, don't worry. I cultivated that decades ago. When I was 20, I got 19, 20 years old. And I told myself, I said, anytime someone tells me, let me tell you something, don't worry. I told myself, I will control myself not to worry. If you don't want me to do anything, say, don't worry. You will not, I will not call you. Gossip. Be an example in your words. Shobolo, you okay? Olofofo. The same mouth you used to edify the saints. Cho. Very dark believer. Very dark new man in Christ. Have you heard? Should I tell you? It's about pastor. What are they joking? Please tell me, chalk. Nothing will happen to you. You will not be sick if you don't hear gossip. Paul says, the believer, his status will be exalted if he is a good example in his word. So be thou an example of believers in word, in conversation. That word conversation is actually your lifestyle. That's why English sometimes can be confusing. It means in your behavior. In your lifestyle. Be thou an example of believers in your lifestyle. Ask yourself, am I a good example? If every believer in the church is like me in my lifestyle with the gospel, progress. Believer, you are still asking us, is this right or wrong? Pastor, Shemuli Bawa 2.5. Whatever that means. But there's a better thing than 10. I've asked someone to explain to me before. What's 1.5, 2.5, 4.5? And he explained that I don't understand. And I thank God I don't understand. I've told you, if there's something I'm strongly against, I'm against gambling. It might look to you like, Pastor, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just just enjoying myself. Don't. I told you today, instruction for glorious house church. Amen. Another church, they might not have an 18 against it. That's another church. It does not concern me. I won't give account for other believers. I give account for you. At least, you want those of you that attend glorious house church. Not everybody here. Amen. Believer. You are not your church. Okay, you know what? But that greenhouse. O fellowship follow up. Oh, they follow through the bed ninja. See? As I write with that, Genesis 1-2. Offering money. You have not registered for retreat. You say, we don't have registered retreat, pastor. I put this 50 down now. I'll be 10K. Then your cell leader sees you. Bro Stephen, he's follow up. I'm discipling the cashier. See, the cashier has to praise along. I believe. Genesis 1-2 over 1.2. Be thou an example in your lifestyle. Ye yurikuni. Ye yurikuni is not a Greek word. Ye yurikuni means stop going to the wrong places. See, serving Jesus is easy. Living a holy life is not hard. Just stop doing it by your power. Amen. Believer, on campus, you are the one. I remember I was on campus. I was sharing with a few people. They invited me to one party. Normally, I don't go for parties. Sorry, it's just my own thing. It's not a Christ thing. Amen. Jesus went to wedding. At least we know one. So, I've also gone to a few weddings. So, they invited me to on campus. I don't go. I think I only entered the female hostel once. Right? How many times? You don't know. But I didn't visit you at all. And she was my disciple. But I think just once. Winner's birthday party. Pastor Winner now. I have not spoken to her in a while. And she had been begging me a year before. You know, when you already know someone's attitude, she had been begging me a year before, almost every week. My birthday, I said, when? She said, next year. I said, okay, I'll be there. I this one. 9 months without time. PM, my birthday. You will come to the room. I said, okay, no problem. But after our own, there was a birthday in the male hostel, and the person was close, so I felt, let me attend. He's not a Christian. But they are one of those good people to me, on campus. You know, there are some good, are those good to you. That when you are going hungry, God used them to make a for. Versus. Acting versus. And God really used them for me a lot. The night of beans, night of jollof rice, night of spag and fish. I bless God for their lives. Amen. I said, God, you didn't touch unbeliever at all. So, it was in bed this. I said, let me just grace the ceremony. And he gave me cake. The cake had been laced with something. He put something there. Something that can cause a man of God to do a galio. What come at all? Glory! They say, glory! Yeah. I am with the ones that I am. You know, Martin rejoices, you know. Even the heaven that rejoices over a sinner will rejoice over it. But thank glory be to God. As I saw the object, I have something against brown cakes. I saw it, brown cake, I said, hope you did not put anything in this thing. One of them said, no, pastor, nothing. Then the bed inside runs. Second, I said, imagine even pastor. Can you go imagine for me? I Imagine 7 p.m. Imagine. And he was almost crying. He said, don't mind them. They put something. I said, they should not put it for you. Ha. Imagine not asking questions. Man of God. Unfortunately, in that same party, there was a fellowship president. I don't know if you know the story. There was a fellowship president in that same party. You just saw him in the hostel. I got you. Prophet knows the story. They were literally handling him. The way they let Paul down the city wall, that was the way they grabbed him. He was misbehaving. They gave him something. If you know that those are the kind of people, why did you even go there in the first place? I was asking myself, I said, drama the minute Marco. Because me, I'm active. I'm active. If you know me on campus days, some of you can testify. I'm active, go. Homo, the madness will be much. The DSA will probably be interfered. Because madam school room. But thank God. Imagine someone just listening to Jason and say, Pastor Helene now. Pastor Brownies. Go to where you are led. Which one is you are going everywhere? Be an example in your lifestyle. You are still asking, is smoking in the Bible? Is he right? Is he wrong? Why are you asking me? Have you ever asked me if praying is right or wrong? If giving to your parents is right or wrong? If giving to the poor is right or wrong? If helping the elderly cross the road is right or wrong? Have you asked that one before? Why? Because you know inside of you, intricately, you know it is right. God has put in us, right or wrong, the litmus is in us. We have a teaching like that on JC Media, right or wrong. And the truth is, you know what is right and you know what is wrong. So the fact that you're asking me, Pastor, if someone drink alcohol, is it right or wrong? What if we come here and you see me as we are breaking fast, you see Pastor with 3 bottles of Heineken? Oh, you're supposed to be okay, what? Hey! Mountain of fire, we are burning for you, Lord. Because at that moment you just judge me. Pastor Tomu Heineken, you have a Champions League sponsor. Because you say it's wrong. Why are you now asking yourself? And who says God cannot deliver you? Be an example of believers in your lifestyle. Let people see you and say, that is a believer in Christ. Be that shining light. Be that Christian true and true. He says, in your speech, in your conduct. The next one, in your love. That's what charity then. Agape. In your love. In the way you care for others. I don't want to dwell much on that one. It will take me somewhere else. In spirit. All this I'm using to get to where I'm going to. I'm not going to do my teaching. In spirit. In spirit is in the things of the spirit. In the pneumaticals. Be an example of believers in the things of the spirit. That means when you are speaking in tongues, you are an example of how believers speak in tongues. You are an example of how believers respond to the call of God. You are an example, a good example of prophecy. You know, there are some people, no matter what you do, as everybody is walking in the spirit and praying, they're just like this. And why are they mourning rejoice? Amen. Prophecy. What happened to your own life? Be an example in the things of the spirit. You meet yourself in the garden. He says, someone is sick. Can we have someone pray for them? Glorious House Church member. Who they are saying, shame on you. So what are we doing here? Can we have someone lay hands on this week? Is that what time you should chat forward and say, I will. Can we all speak in tongues? If we can, you lay your hands. Amen. Be an example. And someone say, I want to know the church you are going to. How are you bold like that? How can I also do like that? That thing that you are doing. That thing. I want to be able to do it. Philip went to the city. Bible says, and the city was filled with the Holy Ghost. Acts 8. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they were speaking in tongues. So much that Simon the sorcerer saw them and said, this thing that you have, that when you lay hands on people and they were speaking in tongues, I want to have it. That's a good example of a believer. 2025, you must make sure that it's on your list. To be a good example in spirit. That means in prayer, you are not sluggish. You are seeing yourself. What long hour prayer does is sometimes it exposes you to you. You know, there are some things you don't know about yourself until you pray that long hour prayer. Let me say it again. There are some things you did not know about yourself. You didn't even know you could get that hungry. Suddenly, everybody was like sinner in front of you. What are we even doing here? Chamad. Then later you calm down. But what that prayer has done is to expose you. You thought you are a man of the spirit. No, you are a spirit of the man. So, whatever. You know, when we first started, I remember the first prayer vigil we had in church. When we first started church. So I took all of them. What was all of them? How many were we? About 7 or 10 in that meeting. Prayer meeting. So I took them to Lute to pray. There's a place I used to pray in Lute today. So, we all saw someone. I said, so let's begin to pray. I gave them a prayer point. She just started saying, oh Lord God, This one does not know how long we want to pray. Oh Lord God, I pray. She was literally jumping around the field. Me that I call prayer for you, I'm walking like this. Me, I'm a sinner. Me that I call prayer, I was just saying, she was jumping. I say, hey, Igala, calm down. After some hours, a few moments later, that's what I did for you. It's normal. Because that was our first time. But you have prayed over and over and over and over again. You know how many retreats you have attended? Some of you, this is your 8th. This is the 8th retreat. Amen. Glory be to his name. Are you not glad? Some people are 8 stars general. 7 stars general. 6 stars. 5 stars. 8, okay. That's very, very few. They've been to retreat 8 times. You see that? It's not small. If you come for this meeting and you come again, 8 times, it means you really, this Jesus don't catch you. 7, 6, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 4, 3, 3, some people, they be buying. 2, 2, very well, very well. This is your first time. Hallelujah. That was a 0. As I did, I didn't know there. In prayer. Have you ever gone for a prayer meeting? And you are looking at someone and say, God, help me now. See person. Remember, you know you. We have a student for you here. What else is there? There's motion ground where prayer is done. Amen. Call it motion ground. I was using Boshola. It's that kind of place that you go to. As you are praying, someone can just come and grab your hand. You don't know the person, he does not know you. You don't know his department, he does not know you. You don't know his host. Just grab your hand. Hey, Boshola, blah, 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 blah. And you will pray together for 4 hours, and he will leave you. He will not talk to you, he will not ask for your name. He will leave you, go to another person. And there was this night like that. I went to pray with my friends. Three of us. Four of us, actually. Four of us. So we were praying. True to God. We wanted to know who will stop first among us. Who did it rain? I showed you that one. So they were also tired. We can't be like saying, I'm only tired. So we're all waiting for each other. The moment the first person said, can we just wrap up? Everybody go wrap up. So, what not be me go talk him. So I was just going, if you wrap up, wrap it up, nigga. I was just going. At that moment, I was not praying again. I was just waiting. Not on God, on them. You know that moment where you're not praying, you're shaking your head. That shake of the head is for you. If you had a spiritual mirror, you just yourself. Hey, yeah. While we're waiting, I just saw someone that we met there. I don't know how long she had been there. So I thought she was packing her bag. And I saw this lady take water. As she took water, the voice just went up again. Ah, oh Lord God Almighty. I said, yay. I thought that she was drinking water to go to her house there. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And she started again. For 30 minutes, we were still there. And she was going again. We've done 4 hours or 3 hours. We met her there. Brothers and sisters, we left her there. The next day I went, I saw her. I went to meet her. So are you. Who are you? Who goes you? You have to know. Spirit or woman. This time I'm talking is not now. Long voluminous prayer is a thing. Then it was not. Who goes you? Sorry, what fellowship? He told me the fellowship he was attending. Yeah. Sorry. Do you take drugs? He said, no, no. That much that she has been doing it. Her dad is a pastor. She was trained up like this. I said, oh, my own dad's not a pastor. That's my pastor. But that's a good example in prayer. So when I got to Unilag, someone came to meet me at the chapel in year one. How are you praying like this? I said, yeah, I have improved. I might not have improved that much, but that means that one's level is even bad. Amen. Be an example in the things of the Spirit. Let no man despise your youth, but this is the cure. You be an example in how you talk, what you say. You be an example in your lifestyle. You are not proud. You are not arrogant. That believers are proud. Kilotini. Tongues that you change. Before when you are looking for a job, everybody know how you need to pray. Ah! 2025. Open door. Open door. And it's open door of office that you are talking about. Suddenly now you have a job. Say they are paying 2 million naira per month. And then, your tongues has changed. Santana Mantai, Separata. In retreat. Everybody, protect the oil, protect the oil. Everybody protect the oil, they fight for the faith. So, some of us and that's so, even rubbing stomach. I'm not sure, Tabakata. Taba. Elele bumbo, elele bumbo. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we love you. Need retreat. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we love you. You are not a good example. Be thou an example of believers in what you say, in how you live your life. Your money, your account balance must never reflect the way you talk in church. Because never. Start to look down on people. Oh, that brother has to wear one shoe. So he's the usher. He's telling you where to sit. He said, are you talking to me? Who are you? Who are you? In the church of Christ, there's no rich and poor. What we have is brothers. Same spirit, same faith. If you don't like that one, go and become a Muslim. In the Church of Christ, there's no respect of persons. It will never happen that because someone is wealthy in the natural, we'll give them a special seat. Only Shelley. Stop acting your account balance. Where your own stop is where someone else's own starts. Ask those that work in bank. The people that shout most, I have 20 million naira. I have 10 million naira. Do you know, I want to talk to the manager now. Because of 10 million naira. And then you see the ones that even have the billions in. Please, is there a way you can resolve it for me as soon as possible? Say, yes, sir. Say, okay, please give me a call. Am I lying? Oh, you want to be accused of I'm lying? Even if I'm lying, I was like, yes, yes. But you are scattered back. I remember they GTD to me. They GTD me. I went to the bank. As I got to the bank, I was going to complain about, they removed 178,000 there. As I got to the bank, I just want to say, that my 80 million, I left bank. It's not proper to complain in these conditions. I'm not going there to date. But we are collecting my money. And my 80 million, we were shouting and sweating, you know that money. He wants you to import something. What did Jack say? I said, let them deal with this one first. I'll come back. You must never act what you own. The pastor, can I take my G-Wagon for outreach? No, you can't. Everybody you preach to, they will be saved. By force. If someone preach to you in G-Wagon, will you not be saved? Yeah? If I was playing on the street, you enter the car, turn AC, one play prophet under. Fire of the Lord, one body fire in AC. Then he's asking you, coffee or tea? You say tea. They cook tea in for you inside the car. Then I say, will you believe in Jesus? And you will not believe. You will believe now. But the person saved, really, he saved to you. Saved by you, not by Jesus. We not bring that kind of believer. Believer that God saved in G-Wagon. We bring him to retreat. Kole was saved more. Because there's no G-Wagon here. Amen. This all is a G something else. And it's not wagon. You can't carry G-Wagon to outreach. Pack it. Pack it. Take your Bible. And go and preach. Go to houses. To party Shaitan. Go and enter your G-Wagon back. Amen. You must not act what you own. Be an example of believers in your conduct. In your lifestyle. In the things of the Spirit. Be an example. Are you with me? In faith. I'll come down much later. Then he says impurity. That's what I'm going to say. Impurity. Be an example of believers in purity. And purity is such a broad term. It infers to be pure. If we want to see God more amongst us, we have to be pure. Purity does not mean you don't make mistakes. Purity of heart does not mean you are perfect. Well, it means your heart is perfect. In Matthew chapter 5, the Beatitudes, verse 8, Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart. They are the ones that will see God. My heart is pure. I'll teach you how to ensure your heart is pure. Blessed are the pure in heart. They are the ones that will see God. In Psalm 24, verse 1 says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and the people in it.
He put it on the seas. He makes foundations upon the waters. He says, who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? He that has clean hands and a pure heart. He explains it. He said, who has not lifted his soul to vanity? Are you confirming it? That those who are going to experience God are those whose hearts are pure. Who have not lifted their soul to vanity? To see God, your heart must be pure. That's why the writer of Proverbs, in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, will tell you, guard your heart with all diligence. Proverbs 4, 23. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it comes the issues of life. Guide your heart. So, how to ensure that my heart is clean, and my heart is pure, because the word pure means to be clean. Agnia in the Greek. H-A-G-N-E-I-A. To be clean. Like I said, it doesn't mean that you don't make mistakes. Look up. But it means that when you make mistakes, you know, I have goofed. I just made a serious mistake. You know when you know that your heart is no longer clean? When you make mistakes and you sin and you defend it. And Christians, as believers, sometimes we are tempted to do that. To defend inadequacies. It's not like that now. Nobody will know now. I was still speaking tongues. I still go to church. Nothing will happen. No. When you bleed, bleed. Don't fake wellness. If you are bleeding, let it show. I'm bleeding, no. Don't defend mistakes. Learn from David. Saw Bathsheba. Called Bathsheba. Mind you, that's not the beginning of the story. Some things, there must have been a series of events that led to Bathsheba. Bathsheba is just what we all see. But things have started happening to David. Saw Bathsheba. Called Bathsheba. Slept with her. Got her pregnant. See. Sin, listen, if you keep defending sin, it will lead to more sins. Before you know it, how can I cover up Bathsheba? I have to kill Uriah. And that's what I tell believers, when you make a mistake, own up. That's what it means to be pure in heart. Own up. I want to turn things around. I don't want it to remain like this. I don't want to cover it up. The devil tries in secrecy. The dark tries in secrecy. Whatever you cover that does not see the light, that's where the devil stays. So you want to put the devil to shame, you ensure that he sees the light. Even if you don't have control over it yet, even if you have not stopped it yet, but it has seen the light, yes. Blessed are the pure in heart. For they shall see God. They be an example of believers who are pure in heart. How do you keep yourself pure? You watch your thoughts. You watch your thoughts. The devil tries to seek hiding in our thoughts. When we entertain the wrong thinking, we create an hideout for the enemy. See it like this. Look up. Every time there's a wrong thought, it could be through the media, through books, through gossip, through whatever, any information that comes in. See it like a stone. If I throw a stone on this field, this big field, I throw a stone. No one can hide in that stone. Because it's just a stone. But the moment I start throwing more stones there, do you know that stone can get so heaped up that someone can hide behind? That's how the devil works. One thought, two thoughts, three thoughts, four, five. And you don't know. And over months, yes, it's piling up. Piling up so much the devil can hide there. The devil does not hide in your life. Saul build a stronghold for the devil to stay. How to keep your heart pure? Watch your thoughts. Watch your thoughts. We are in the world where, you know, everybody has something to say. A 22-year-old is writing how to navigate life. At 22. My experiences, the ups and downs. You are 22. My dear, you don't have any ups and downs. Me, I cannot write it. I don't think that book is what you write at 50, self. My ups and downs in life. Oga, you go still go down. Go just come down. And if you still rise up. But at 22, you see a couple that got married last year. My advice, our advice to young couples. You go, what are you? So, myself and my babe, we're talking about something the other day. Podcast, with the church ring light. Off. So, myself and my babe, we're talking, and we said, there's something young couples do that I don't understand. I don't get it. So, now when I see those guys, I don't. You know that I can perform a meme. And I understand. I didn't go. Everybody is saying something. Different thoughts are coming to your head. There are some people sitting there like, your thinking about marriage is flawed. Because what you are looking at is Instagram kind of marriage. So, your husband to be. Oh, baby, look in the retreat, look, baby, what? Baby, look in Dubai. You went to Dubai? Baby, look in Dubai. So, your idea of marriage is, we are chasing ourselves around the tree. Stop it! Stop it! I beat you beat me. Come on, beat me. Wrong thought. So I'm going somewhere. So if you build those kind of thoughts about marriage, the moment you now get married, and there's nobody that is doing like this and running around. I said, beat me, run around now. She said, no, what people used to do this thing. You beat me, I would now run. Me, I don't have energy to run. I'll teach in church on Sunday. I'll teach on Wednesday. I have multiple engagements. The week, our business is to run. I cannot beat you around. But you are seeing it now, that the way they used to propose is that they will fly in the air. You now see with drone, and they psh, will you marry me? But that brother just came to you and said, this relationship has been, I think we should get married. Drone that. The moment you cultivate those kind of thoughts, there's something already built up. It's a stronghold. That's why you must be careful of who you listen to. I don't follow many accounts. I've got good friends, but I don't have many. But oh boy, I've got good friends. Enough. But when you have too much company, you will have the wrong thoughts. Some of you, you see something online. A pastor said, you not start reading comments. Let me say this one. No matter what you hear about any pastor, Glorious House Church, don't contribute it. Don't contribute to it. Leave for God to judge. What I say? It's between the person and God. Stop saying, my own pastor is not like this. We are not trained like that here. Amen. We don't pull down ministries. We don't. God has not sent us to do that one. I don't react to people's... There are a lot of things people say. I don't react to people's things in my sermons. You know, I mean, say, someone says something about me and I want to put things right. I don't do it. Because I don't want to build a stronghold for the devil. He hides in thoughts. Watch what you read. If possible, some of you should take a fast in 2025. The first 2, 3, 4 months from your smartphone.
Stay off totally. Anybody that wants to get you to call you. And you too, you call them. Oh, there are some that have WhatsApp. But don't have access to. But there was one phone that time. It has changed now. Now you're not using it. There's one phone that I used to use. You cannot download some apps. Not because it's a self-control phone. The OS is self-control. Tell me, you cannot download Chrome, Abby. Any Google, YouTube, Chrome. Can you download Facebook? What here now? Instagram, go. It's too much for it. That's a self-control. Who is? If that is what you will need to filter out some information, get it. Just take a fast from it. The wrong thought. We're in a world where everybody's talking. There are different things. If you're not careful, before you know it, you start thinking, do I even believe in Jesus like this? As a younger person, I don't think there's anyone in this room who was as curious as I was. I can be very curious. And I can consume large volume of books in very short space of time. It helped me in school. I was passing and did not know how. Because I can consume large volume of books thanks to my secondary school. And I read some books at some point. I was telling Prophet some years ago now. There were some books I read. When I got to, was it 300 level or 200? And someone was reading one book. I said, I was showing him, he said, clinic on Daniel. Daniel's clinic on vision. And he said, PM, come and see. Come and answer this question. I said, the chapter 10 of that book. Who talked to you about so? He said, I'm not going to answer. I said, I'm telling you. This book you are reading in 2013, maybe 2014. I said, I read this thing far back as 2007, 2008. Where you will go and pay 100 naira, cyber cafe. And they will give you 15 minutes, maybe 30 minutes. That was when I was reading these things online. I said, they call something Lost Book of Moses. They call it Lost Book of Moses. And he went to find it. Moses lost it. Moses lost it. He lost his body. He said, the Lost Book of Moses. You went to use your leg. To find it. Where do you think it will take you? Where people are lost. Watch what you feed on. If you don't take care of your thoughts, you can never be pure. But it's only the pure that will see God. Watch what you consume. Your heart is the target. Your heart is the price for the devil. That's what he wants to get. If you believe the mainstream media over the word of God, you may end up in depression. But that's not you. So he says, be an example of purity. Or impurity. Purity of thoughts. It doesn't mean that the wrong thoughts will not come. It means you will not let them settle. But again, he said, you cannot stop a bird from flying over your head. But he can stop it from building his nest there. The bird flying is not my fault. Information will come. Different thoughts will come. That's fine. But I will not allow them build a stronghold in my mind. What the Bible instructs us is to renew our minds. Purity of thoughts. Purity in your work in the natural. Be pure. Don't scam people. Be pure. Don't cheat people. Don't cheat people. Are you listening to me, Glorious House Church? Everybody keep quiet. Don't cheat. You see something that looks like this morning is not going to be clear. Stay away from it. Find a legit work. And God bless the work of your hands. Yeah. Don't cheat people. Don't look for a way to be corny and then no. Be pure. Say, I'm pure. Say, I'm pure. Purity in all your dealings. Sexual purity is also part of it. If you cannot hold yourself, go and marry. Amen. Amen. See where you are looking. Don't marry. If you are not of that age, do not get married. Then that means you have to control yourself. Get someone you can be accountable to. Preferably of the same gender. In the local church. Don't get someone that will not struggle by looking at you. So I say, I'm going to control myself. And I say, you too. Me too. I'm struggling. Fight. Thank God. We've got married people. So you could talk. If you're a sister, talk to Sister Joy. Is that clear? She even needs counseling. She counsel you properly. Both natural, spiritual, that's both. Come and talk to me. Because you have to remain sexually pure. See, the past is the past. That one is gone. It's a new day now. Right? Right? It's a new day now. A clean slate. A fresh beginning. Paul says, it is better not to marry. 1 Corinthians 7. He said, because those that marry, they will find trouble in this life. No, it's in the scriptures though. 1 Corinthians 7. Some of them that are married, they're already finding trouble. He'll just not tell you. I say, hey, what kind of trouble, pastor? Context, let me give you where my sister. Verse 1. Now concerning the things whereof you wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife. And every woman her own. That is the Bible's prescription. Let every man have his own wife. And every woman her own husband. Shekinah. I don't know why you are in school. You have a matric number. You have tests. And the only thing you are thinking of is boy. Sincerely, it baffles me. Later night, I cannot do my study group. So much, too much things are happening because you are, all your man is what is in your head, man. You like man too much. I say it as a principle. I don't believe as a student, maybe now I'm more gentle, I'm more reserved as you are growing now. I say, oh yeah, final year. But I don't see you in 300 level. Is the lack of priority. 11 boy and 11 girl. You don't know what the future. You don't know your future is bright. Everybody just say my future is bright. I will get there. Some people's future is not bright. You don't matter POS. You don't matter POS. You don't matter doctor. You don't doctor. When you get out of school, you now start doing things. 11, you're telling yourself, how many children you want to have? You now be chatting it. I know how the conversation goes now. Thank you for your time today. I'm always for you. I said, really? Yes. There's even a question I want to ask. How many children do you want to born? Say, 3. Me too, 3. Okay. Don't not show that you have purity of heart small. Small purity of heart 3 million. I say, but I think we should take things slow. I say, me too. I want to bear with your children. Okay, you have taste on Monday. Valid. I can't compare you to me. But when I was in school, I had no thoughts. Zero thoughts. Zero. Of all this ministry, we're born. Amen. Am I not married now? We married. See. Ma ko du labe gbono. Don't in haste lick a hot soup. It will burn your tongue. If you cannot hold yourself that much, like you said, come and meet me. Let's get you married. Bring the person. Amen. Marriage is simple. Marriage is not hard. But when you don't have money to eat, don't come and meet me. Don't say, pastor, I don't like God's married. It's not hard. Amen. Koleo. Just say, it's buffet that's entering my eyes.
Change the prophet. The way he sings. Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, you're gomofe.
Pastor. But if you are in 311, I will slap you. 411, I will unlock you. Go and read. You finish NYC. Get a job. When you get married, that job is important too. You should in one. You will feed children. The romance will not be enough. Amen. It's what you now carry. The discipline you have built in years past. The patience you have trained yourself with. Those are the things that will see you through. That's why we have a lot of marriages breaking down in the body of Christ. Even in the body of Christ. Even among so-called pastors. Because sometimes we put the cart before the horse. Paul says, if any man, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and every woman her own husband. Let the husband render to the wife the due thing. Likewise, the wife also to the husband. Verse 6, but I speak this by permission, and not of commandments, for I would have that all men be like me. Paul never got married. He said, this one is not a commandment. I'm just saying this. I will have all men to be like me, but every man has his proper gift of God. One after this manner, and the other one after that manner. I say to the unmarried and widows, it is good for them to just stay like that. But if they cannot contain, let them marry. For it is better to marry than to... It is better to marry than to... You know, that bond there is not your fire. It means you are born in passion. And I don't think anybody should get to that level of burning. You should have gotten married before you get to that level of burning. You think burn. Burn means it's uncontrollable. It's like fire shot up in your bones. You can't even speak in tongues again. When they leave dance in church, it's like, joy. Paul says, go to your pastor and say, Pastor, I get born. Amen. There are some of you that have gotten married here. It's burning that made you get married fast. I'm burning it. Amen. Jesus, so fulfill God's purpose together. Now me, they tell that one. But if you see yourself that you are burning, why am I facing you? If you see that you are burning. Says, go and marry. Let's unquench the fire. Amen. But never, what you must not do is to take away that purity from yourself. There is no secret sin. Everything is open before God. Pray for me as I close. Stay pure. Because what you call just a little sin, what you call nobody can see it. I don't even do it around church. Man of fire. God can. God can. Sometimes, such things, they hold you back spiritually. I don't have to explain this one to you. New creation, like you. Sometimes, it'll be like, say, I'm the old creation. I don't have to explain. But sexual immorality can hold a man back, both spiritually, in other areas of life. Be careful. But before he gets to that place where a man does not have control and is sexually burning, he must have entertained thoughts. She must have worked with some friends. What's your friend now? That your friend that is always doing escort. Always seeing off men to parties. Today, Landmark, tomorrow Eco Hotel, next tomorrow Quilox, the after tomorrow Dirovans. Is that the Dirovans in Nevada? Is that the Dirovans Hotel? You don't know Dirovans? I just can't preach there because there used to be a lot of prostitutes there. They beating me there before. Dirovans, don't know me. I'm scared too. You know Dirovans? They beat me. Memories. They beat me around. I never went back there. I went with Belle.
All you prostitute, they say, where are they? They say, where are they? Yeah. Where they carried me? I was like 18. Where they carried me? The belt, I've not found the belt today. But I, your friend, is always going from party to party. Always from one boy to the other. I don't think that should be a friend. Not everybody can be your friend. Some people are just acquaintances. You just know each other. And that's fine. It's not like you're my friend. You're not, no. You are just keeping your distance. You must keep yourself pure. Because God works in purity. Who shall ascend to his holy hill? He that has clean hands and pure heart. That means 2025. If you want to ascend to God's holy hill, if you want to see God in all your affairs, one of the things you must ensure is in place is a pure heart. A pure heart sings and recognizes that you are sinning. We saw with David. After Bathsheba episode and Uriah, he says, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew your right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not the Holy Ghost from me. He was repentant. That shows his heart is pure. No wonder God said, have you seen David? He's a man after my heart. The heart is where God looks at. Man looks at the outward. God looks at the heart. He sees everything. He knows everything. He will judge everything. My instruction to you, 2025, keep a pure heart. Keep a pure heart. Don't allow Jezebel. Whether you are a male or a female, don't allow Jezebel. The spirit of Jezebel is roaming. He destroys the anointed. His experience will bring the anointed down. His experience will bring the anointed down. That's what he does. We must not allow it. When things are not right somewhere, tell yourself, come on, things are not right. Why am I feeling this way? Tell someone. Accountability helps you in the long run. The fact that there's someone that can always check up and say, how about that stuff? Are you better now? And don't lie. There's no point of being accountable if you eventually lie. That's like a madman. That's like being beside yourself. You are the one that went to be accountable. You are still the one that is telling a lie. It can't be helped. Be accountable. Bro, so I'm going through some things right now. So there's this guy. We've been talking. That's only what me always ask. Yo, are you ready to get married? Because it's not Ado. Change you. It's the party that is delaying some of you. Tomati to heal and there was no party. And money to furnish house and rent apartment. You have got to get married. So I ask, you want to get married? Where is he? I'm more skeptical. I am a bit more skeptical if it's not someone in my control. Is it where? Someone who listens to us, follows us, it's a bit, because that's more work for me as a pastor. But if it's someone that, why? Both of you come. You will tell me when it started. I always ask premarital classes, how did this start? In which believers meeting? In which service? Some of you are looking at me. Pastor, don't count. It's okay. He said, what do you like about this one that's making you born? You too, what do you like about this one that's making you born? Often I just say, he's godly. You know? She bring one word, godly. Oh, she bring one word. Never had a soup this meeting. And I ask, are you ready? Your parents, do you think they will say you are ready? If they say, tell me, I'm a pastor. My mom is attending wedding now. Huh? Where my senator? Huh? I'm Fila. You want to tell Fila, so see? Party. We hereby announce Mr. and Mrs. Ogunfo, welcome. When this finished, you both of you will now deal with each other very well. You will now see that marriage is not about romance, you know. In fact, it's way, 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 way beyond that. Almost way. Focus. Build your life. Be a man and a woman of destiny. Get yourself together. And eventually, the years later, you will pay off. This is God's instruction for us. Be an example in purity. Be an example in purity. Be an example in purity. In purity of thoughts, in your work, in the natural, in how you serve God. Don't do it with eye service. Be an example. Be pure. Let your yes be yes. Let your no be no. Let darkness know that, you see, this one is too clean for us to hide. Because of Jesus, my heart is clean. Because of Jesus, my heart is clean. Because of Jesus. Sing like a prophet. Because of Jesus, my heart is clean. Stand, sit. Because of Jesus. Sing it again. Play for me. My heart is clean. Sing it like you're purging those thoughts away. Because of Jesus. No wrong thoughts. The devil does not have a stronghold in my mind. Does not have a stronghold in my mind. I don't keep anything in the dark. I let go of past mistakes. Now my heart is clean because of Jesus. My heart is clean. Sing it. Because of Jesus. The wrong things are in my heart. Of the wrong things that have built a stronghold in my mind. I want to see you, Lord. He says, for those with a pure heart. Because of Jesus, my heart is clean. I receive all the help I need. To stay pure,
to stay holy. This world is empty, pale, and poor compared to knowing you, my Lord.
Your majesty, eyes of heaven.